When you can't agree on what to order or you're settling for whatever, mealtime can be a major. That's where Wonder comes in. Download the app for access to everything you're craving. Mix and match hundreds of freshly prepared dishes from menus by renowned chefs, delivered in one order. Say goodbye to compromise. From poke to pizza, it's all on Wonder. Use code WONDER50P for 50% off your first two orders on Wonder. Wonder, the cravings expert. Get the app today. Terms apply. See wonder.com/newcustomer for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Final hour, Jones and Keith here on WEEI. It's been all Red Sox talk today.
It's flying today.
And deservedly so.
Agreed.
But it's time for a little football talk on WEEI. It's presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. You can watch your local game live every Sunday all season long. Just visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
Okay. Right.
I think we've had about enough of that from
gist.
Mike Vrabel.
Yeah. Primetime game, Josh Allen on the other team. He doesn't turn it over as much, takes care of his body. Drake May is not really like Josh Allen.
But don't you think all of his answers about Josh Allen are really answers about Drake May?
Yeah, like,
In a way. Like, Allen, he's asked about Allen. I forget the exact question, but it was early. It was right after Karen's leadoff question about primetime. He goes, he's got immense talent. He's done a better job taking care of the football. That's been the big difference, watching him from afar. And then he got into, like, red zone specifically and all this stuff. But I'm like, yeah, he's talking about Drake May.
Yeah, that's what he wants Drake May to do.
And he was asked about the comp, which he doesn't want to do.
Right, which makes sense, which is smart.
But he's like, we want Drake to play quarterback.
Yep.
Work the progression, scheme of the play. Mm. I never said don't run.
No.
Just protect himself, protect the ball. Allen's going to play QB the way he feels, gives his team the best chance to win. So I can't help but hear those Allen questions as Drake May answers from Mike Vrabel, if you will.
Yeah.
Real quick, since a lot of the press conference seems to be about that, I was hoping for a question about Josh McDaniels. Maybe we'll get one of those later on.
Maybe.
Since he gave such an awkward answer on it yesterday. And when we talked to Curran, and you asked him about that, when we talked to Curran, it sounded to me like Curran was gearing up to ask about that, but he was asking about Allen and May instead, which is also very relevant. Taylor Kyles had a tweet yesterday, our guy Taylor Kyles.
Mm-hmm. Friend of the show.
Friend of the show. The comp of Drake May to Josh Allen. You ready for this?
I'm ready for this.
Average time to throw. Drake May, 2.93 seconds. Josh Allen, 2.92 seconds.
Oh, so they're better old line.
They're getting similar protection. He's actually getting a little more time than Josh Allen.
Yep.
Average depth of target. How far down the field are they throwing? May, 7.2 yards. Allen 7.7. So it's not like he's 8, 9, 10 yards down the field. He's a half yard further down the field.
And he actually has worse receivers than Drake May.
Good point. Our good pal Ray in Cumberland, who isn't liking our Red Sox or my Red Sox takes today.
He also doesn't like the Red Sox or the Patriots receivers.
Well,
you know that.
He bitches about the Patriots wide receivers every day. I'm like, I think their receivers are better than Buffalo's or the Chiefs. So like
they definitely are.
If you have a
they got rid of the Chiefs receivers. They were here.
And I know that Mahomes and Allen right now are better than May, but the point
is if May can
elevate those guys just like those guys elevate him. Completion percentage, which goes hand in hand with average depth of target. May is a higher completion percentage, 74 to 70.3. So he's throwing a little bit shorter than Josh Allen, a half yard shorter, but the completion percentage more than makes that up. Yards per attempt, dead even, 8.8 to 8.8. Conversions, are you familiar with that stat?
Conversions?
Yeah, I'm not familiar with that
one. Like picking up first downs?
57 to 53, I think that's what that means, first downs, but I'm not totally sure.
All right.
Touchdown to interception ratio, I know that one.
Yeah, that I can wrap my head around.
7 touchdowns for May, 7 for Allen, 2 picks for May, 1 for Allen. Now, it doesn't account for some rushing numbers.
Yeah.
quarterback rating. I'm sorry, passer rating, if those are different. Mm-hmm. Josh Allen, 109.7. Drake May, 109.4.
Spider-Man meme.
I mean,
same guy.
They're identical.
Yep.
Like, those are that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
So,
one guy's 4-0.
I was going to say, let's see if he can keep up on Sunday night. I don't think they need to win to make a statement. He needs to win to make a statement. Keep it close.
Yep.
Hang with Josh Allen. And I think that'll be a statement in and of itself.
Like, the highest comp, obviously, and I'm not going here, but like an 0-1 when the Patriots played the greatest show on turf but in the regular season and kind of hung around. You're like, oh, wait a minute. Like, they're almost as good as them. Like, they at least belong on the same field as them. Like, okay, that kind of changes things. Like, I know they'd won a bunch of games at that point, but you're like, all right, that's something. And, yeah, I think the bar is not super high. Nobody's sitting here and being like, you got to go out there and beat the Bills.
Is anyone picking them to win?
No.
Just like, keep it close.
I don't even know how many people are picking them to cover. Like, nobody thinks they're going to win this game, but everyone's like, also, if this is close in the fourth quarter, and if Drake May has another good game, like he's stacking good games on top of each other, you'll take that. You'll be thrilled with that. And, you know, not every 2-3 team around the league is going to feel the same way. Like, if they're 2-3, but they hung with the Bills, and Drake May has had more good games than bad games, and let's also hope that, you know, the defense plays better, right? They haven't had a great start to the season. But, yeah, there's a lot of still positive takeaways you can take from a loss. As weird as it is, we've post-Tom Brady, we've actually had a handful of times where we've come in, and I've never said this for like 20 years, and then it was, good loss. Like, pretty good, not a bad loss. Like, that was a good loss. Even when the Pats, remember when they lost to Tom Brady in the Bucs?
Yeah.
That was a good loss.
Oh, a lot of people were counting that one as a win.
That one kind of felt like a win.
Okay, so.
And you don't have that chance, because as much as we bag on the schedule, or, you know, we prop up the schedule, meaning, like, it's so bad that you can win games, this is one of three good teams that you face the rest of the season. So as long as you don't get blown out of the building, I think there could be some positives.
All right, the 4-win, really 3-win Patriots last year. They beat the Bills in a meaningless game in Foxborough at the end of the year when they were trying to lose. The only game Drake May's played against him. Number one, Jerod Mayo's defense did a good job on Allen. He threw for 154, a touchdown and a pick. He only ran for 30 yards. He didn't get in the end zone.
Yeah.
So number one, they did a good job on Allen in that game last year. Drake May, 22 for 36, 261, two touchdowns and a pick. He also ran for 30. He actually had the exact same rushing production as Josh Allen. Six carries, 30 yards. They both did it. Now, digging in on that game, because I didn't remember off the top of my head, Drake May threw a red zone pick late in the third quarter.
Nice.
And then he fumbled, which led to a touchdown to give Buffalo a 10-point lead. So it was a one-score game, 17-14. May's driving down the field with a chance to take the lead, throws a pick. Pats get the ball back because Buffalo does nothing with it, and then he fumbles. Now you're down 10. So, like, to me, you can have that same result where you lose by a field goal, 24-21 in Buffalo, but May can't have those backbreaking interceptions where he's the reason you're losing the game, or the backbreaking turnovers, rather, where he's the reason you're losing the game. But that same margin, 24-21, with that level of production minus the turnovers, I think that's... They may not win in the standings, but I think we'd all feel pretty good about a performance like that.
Because right now the Bills, especially with the start that the Ravens are off to, combined with maybe the Chiefs.
They're the best, class of the AFC.
Yeah, they're the best team in the AFC.
That maybe in football.
Yeah, it could be. You can make a case of the best team in football. And so, all right, great. Primetime game on the road. Like, there's probably not a tougher game, really. Like, if you're thinking about that, like, as much as, you know, Carolina and Tennessee and Cleveland and New Orleans, we're going to be arguing about, like, which team is actually worse that they're facing. At Buffalo on Sunday night might be the toughest game in the regular season.
Big game on Sunday and a huge game tonight on WEEI. You can check it out. It'll be Will and Lou and Brooksy. Pregame coverage starts a little after 5, first pitch 6:08 here on WEEI. Hopefully there's no game 3, Keith. Like, I don't want to say we're going to come in tomorrow and freak out if they somehow lose the game. And I say somehow. Like, I'm sure the Yankees are
favored.
There
are ways.
You look, I'm sure the Yankees are favored. They were favored against Crochet. I'm sure they're favored.
They are a minus 185.
Okay, so heavy favorite.
Buying opportunity for the Red Sox.
I think so, too, especially the way Bayo's pitched against them head-to-head.
I agree.
And the way Cora, manages circles around Aaron Boone.
He's a magician.
But let's say we come back in tomorrow and the Red Sox have lost the game. I don't want to say it's full-on freak out. But it's
a little bit of freaking out.
Connelly early and or a bullpen game.
Nice. Which might be the same thing.
So don't let it get to that. Finish them off tonight.
Yeah. Agreed.
Yeah.
Nice.
I'd watch that.
Yeah, I would.
But yeah, end the series tonight.
Yeah, it's funny because they had that stat about how every team in this scenario has won, that one game one won the series. I don't know if they followed up with the stat that says, like, how many times did it even go three games?
Good
or
question.
Teams just take two. But yeah, you'd be terrified because right now it is very much advantage Red Sox. Even yesterday at this time, I felt the same way because I was like, Max Fried, good pitcher. Garrett Crochet, much better pitcher. Advantage Red Sox. In this one, Bale Rodon. I think in a vacuum, it's more similar. Maybe some might even take Rodon. But in this specific matchup, Bale versus this lineup, Rodon versus the right-handed lineup the Red Sox can throw out there, advantage Red Sox. Then when you throw in the relief pitching and all that, advantage Red Sox. But if they split the first two, and this will be a discussion hopefully we're still having next week about, all right, next series and what it looks like, how do you scrape together wins in the non-Crochet Bale games? But even really, the non-Crochet games, right? Like, Bale is at the top of the list. He gives you a better chance than, obviously, a bullpen game or a Connolly early game. But what are these going to look like?
Well,
and, like, how much are we going to be freaking out as they go on?
And don't forget, too, you know, last night, I mean, Cora does deserve a lot of credit, but Crochet also was otherworldly.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, one of the greatest postseason performances by a Red Sox starting pitcher ever, no matter how you slice it up. Set down 17 straight.
Yeah, he and Smokey Joe Wood.
He tied for the second most strikeouts ever. Only Pedro in 99 had more in a playoff game, 12. He had 11 to match Smokey Joe and some others last night.
Yep.
So, I mean, however you break it down, he had an incredible performance, which makes it easier on the manager, who I still think pushed a lot of the right buttons last night, and I give him credit for that. Tonight, the one thing that does make me a little nervous, too, and I think Fitzy said this yesterday. Will said some of this. I heard Lou saying it this morning. Cora's going to manage this like he doesn't want to go to tomorrow. But if somehow it gets there and you burned all your bridges tomorrow, like tomorrow's scary if you don't win it tonight.
Yeah, I know.
Just don't let it get there.
But same is true for the Yankees, who already had to use more of their bullpen last night than the Red Sox did. What do you mean?
They got Schlittler tomorrow.
Huh?
So we know what they're doing.
Yeah,
he's a local.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, he's from Walpole.
Thank you. Okay, good. But
we know what they're doing. We don't know what the Red Sox are doing tomorrow.
But either way, if it comes to a game three in any of these series, it's going to be whoever your starter is. That's great. The second they get into trouble, they're gone, and it's just going to be like, all right, now you got to manage guys. And I feel like even though we all paid attention during the season, guys not named Chapman and Whitlock was a bit more of a roller coaster, obviously, but not as it is compared to the Yankees. So if it ends up being like 4-5-plus innings worth of bullpen between the two teams, I'll still take my chances with the Red Sox.
Yeah, well, me too. And that is some confidence in Cora.
Unless you think Schlittler's going seven.
Well, I don't think that.
Okay.
But I'm still not the biggest Cora guy, but Cora over Boone any day of the week, that's a huge advantage.
Huge
advantage.
You have
the
better
series.
Ace, the better closer, the better manager. You don't have the better lineup.
Your pitcher owns that team, and you've owned their pitcher.
And also,
we shouldn't get to tomorrow.
There's something about the Red Sox lineup just being as frisky as it is.
It is frisky.
How about the stat last night?
Narvaez just taking walk after walk after walk.
It blew my hair back, and I would have said my hat, but as I mentioned earlier, I watched the game naked, so there was no hat being worn. But I was watching the game, and because of the Devers trade, Trevor Story led the team in home runs, RBI, runs and steals, and the only two other times that's happened for the Red Sox
was it Burks?
Yeah, Ellis Burks, 1990, which makes sense because he was my favorite player as a kid.
Brad. Ellsbury,
and
right?
Then Betts, not Ellsbury.
It was Mookie. Sorry,
because it was Dongs and Ribbies. Although actually, Ellsbury had a
there's
good
another,
Dong season.
There's another stat with Story where maybe it's 30-30 seasons or something like that where it's him and Ellsbury. But yeah, okay, so it was Betts.
He didn't have 30-30. Story didn't have 30-30. We did the 30-30 watch. He didn't get it.
He's knocking on the door.
He was dabbing. He's like 4-5 swipes.
Maybe it's 25-25. Maybe that's what it was.
Yeah. Anyway, I thought that was interesting. Or did Bale or did Story get it? No, he didn't.
No, he was 25.
Yeah, 25-25.
Maybe that's what it was. Maybe it's 25-25.
Yeah, let's can't round up and then something like this.
617-779-7937. It's all lined up to knock this team out tonight. So don't let it get to tomorrow. You can dial up WEEI Afternoons. They have the manager of the Red Sox, Alex Cora, standing by. Less than an hour from now, he's going to be early on the show. 2:05 is when he's scheduled for, so lock that in. You can listen live here on WEEI or on the Odyssey app. You got Hart. You got Fitzy. You got Ted. And you got Game 2 tonight here on WEEI. First pitch little after 6 o'clock. I will get you the clip du jour, and it's time for Grab Bag!
And I would just like to start a cheer. Let's go!
Grab Bag!
Let's go!
Grab Bag!
Let's go!
Grab Bag!
When you can't agree on what to order or you're settling for whatever, mealtime can be a major... That's where Wonder comes in. Download the app for access to everything you're craving. Mix and match hundreds of freshly prepared dishes from menus by renowned chefs, delivered in one order. Say goodbye to compromise. From poke bowls to filet mignon, it's all on Wonder. Order fast, free delivery, or pick up and dine in at a Wonder location near you. Wonder, the cravings expert. Get the app today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Grab Bag. It's time for Grab Bag.
Oh, it certainly is time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe. WEEI Grab Bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. And Jones, the baseball playoffs are upon us. Yesterday, not one, not two, not three, but four wild card series game ones. Early, before the Red Sox even took the field, the Detroit Tigers behind Tarek Skubal defeated the Guardians 2-1. So Skubal had like a crochet performance. Had a Skubal performance.
Skubal was not rattled by his last appearance against Cleveland, it turns out.
He was not shooketh.
No, he was very fine.
He dominated. And so the Tigers have a 1-0 series lead. However, game two going on right now, the Guardians have a 1-0 early lead over the Tigers in that one. Also yesterday afternoon, Cubs defeated the Padres 3-1, so Chicago takes a 1-0 series lead. In the late game, Dodgers behind two ding-dongs
from Shohei Ohtani.
They belted off 15 hits. They beat the Reds 10-5. All of those series, as you can imagine, right back in action today. Same times. So Sox-Yankees at 6, Padres-Cubs at 3. And then Dodgers, Reds at 9.
If you
nine.
Were going to take any team trailing 1-0 to come back and win, who would you
Guardians think? For sure.
Same.
100% Guardians.
That's the team.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I still think that, I think that they do.
Turn on the radio and you'll see two radio hosts playing grab ass. Grab bags make the sports game fun for each and every one.
Yeah, yeah.
Congratulations are in order to Marcus Jones, who was named the AFC Special Teams Player of the Week.
Oh, baby.
Yeah.
Congrats,
you
Marcus.
Like that?
Yeah, I'd say he's very deserving.
Uh-huh.
Set a franchise record return yards.
That was a good punt, a couple of good punt returns. One to the house.
You think all the special teams voters, I imagine they have like a whole core of just special teams voters every week. They sit around and just watch teams.
They're in the bag for Pats.
Do they hold it against him when the punter knocks him down last week? Should they say, we know you scored, but then the punter also got you on the other one.
True. Yeah, I know. But he's a little gassed. The punter didn't have to run 60 yards.
Good point.
For England, James? No.
Grab bag.
We're going to quarterback change. The Cleveland Browns.
Oh?
We highlighted this during what happened on Monday. We thought maybe this was in the works.
Mm.
Another bad game by the Cleveland Browns and your guy, Joe Flacco.
I'm a Flacco guy. It's
You're
not
a Flacco guy.
It's not working.
A Flacco stand. They're turning to rookie Dylan Gabriel.
Oh.
And Flacco's actually the backup. Shedeur Sanders still the third string quarterback.
Florio had a good item on this. He goes, you know, if Shedeur didn't tell the Ravens that he wouldn't go there, he could be starting for the Ravens this weekend.
Correct.
Now he can't even beat out Dylan Gabriel with the Browns.
He is going to be behind both Flacco and Gabriel. Do you think Jerry Jeudy has any added fantasy value? Well, so now?
I was literally going to ask you the same, but for a different player. But do I think it's better for Cleveland in fantasy? My answer is, how could it possibly
it be
worse?
No.
I thought Flacco was going to be good for fantasy. It's been abysmal. So how could it possibly be worse?
It's got to be good news. All right.
Fair enough.
Don't you worry, a pretty striped head. We're going to get you back to Tyson and your cozy tiger bed. And then we're going to find our best friend.
Grab bag.
And then we're going to give him our best friend.
Also grab bag.
Jaden Daniels is expected to practice in full today. So looks like the Commanders are getting Jaden Daniels back.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
He'll be out there. Yep, sure. Nice.
Stuff and stuff, history and stuff and stuff, people, someone's name, history and sports. Big disaster, someone's name, stuff and stuff and stuff and stuff, history, someone's name, something I don't know. Famous guy, movie star, don't know who these people are, stuff and history, yelling really loud at me.
We didn't start the grab bag.
Trey Benson to the IR. Adam Schefter had a bit of a swerve today where he tweeted out, like, might not play on Sunday, he's out 4 to 6 weeks.
May I vent for a moment?
Go ahead.
Now, look, if your team is reliant on Trey Benson, you have a bad fantasy team.
Kind of on you.
I acknowledge this.
Yep.
But
self-inflicted.
Schefter's first tweet about him today, and there was little, they had a Monday practice. They played last Thursday. There was a Monday practice. He wasn't out there. So my antenna was already up. Schefter tweeted,
yes.
Trey Benson, he may not play this week, but it's not a big deal. Don't worry about it. And now he's on IR with arthroscopic surgery, and he's out 4 to 6 weeks.
Oh, no.
What the hell happened there?
Well, setback.
Nightmare.
It must have been a little bit of a setback.
Oh, here you go. It's not thought to be serious, but his status for Sunday is in question.
Well,
I'd say it's in question if he's going to miss 6 weeks.
Yeah, he's on IR.
Jesus.
He's going to be out at least a month. So, Trey Benson out.
Grab bag.
You know what we didn't mention the first couple days of the week? We've been so busy with the Patriots win, the Red Sox game against the Yankees. On Sunday night, they announced the Super Bowl halftime performer.
Oh, yeah. I thought this would be in grab bag on Monday.
It should have been.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened. It was an oversight. Then yesterday, I was very excited about the baseball game, and so I forgot about it as well. And I keep seeing like a tweet about it like as I'm like leaving.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, I should have put it in there.
We wanted to listen to his songs to familiarize ourselves with him. We wanted to listen to his catalog.
Now I've gotten the entire catalog under my belt. I've been doing a lot of spins on this. So it's funny because there was so much talk about Taylor Swift. It's going to be Taylor Swift. It's going to be the year. It's going to be the year. Then no. Then it was like for
turn
a minute.
It down.
Adele?
Yep.
You're like, Adele's going to do the halftime
show?
That
would have been horrible.
She has honey in her voice. I just don't know what kind of halftime performance she's going to have.
She also turned it down.
Maybe the voice of an angel sent down from heaven to sing to all of us.
Mm-hmm.
Bad Bunny, who's one of the most popular artists in the world.
Yep.
Not, in my house.
No.
But in the world.
Yeah, well, where the Super Bowl is played, I know they want to have an international Super Bowl. Where's the Super Bowl this year?
San Francisco.
Oh, okay.
So they got Bad Bunny to do the halftime show.
Good year for Bad Bunny, though.
Is that right?
A couple movies and a halftime show?
And a couple years ago, he's at WrestleMania. The guy wrestles a little bit.
How about that?
Yeah, I got a lot of respect for him. He's a bit of an athlete.
Look, I want a show. If the guy puts on a show, I'll be into it. But
He puts on a show.
I don't know that the catalog really is Super Bowl halftime worthy, but I know, that everybody's going to yell at us for that. But yeah, not my favorite pick.
No.
All right, Rich. Here we go. Background music. Mm-hmm. Going to give it away.
Yeah.
Abracadabra. Let Jones and Keefe reach out and grab bag ya. Jones and Keefe heat up, they can't cool down. The grab bag keeps spinning round and round.
Brian Snitker out as Braves manager. So if you're looking for him.
Won a World Series with Max Fried.
Not too long ago. He was the 2021 World Series champion and take a hike.
I was surprised
how long
he had managed there for.
Yeah.
It's been 10 years or parts of 10 seasons anyway.
Yeah.
And a lot more wins than I would have thought. So he's a better manager than I would have given him credit for.
There goes my grab bag. Watch it as it grabs.
Former All-Pro linebacker Shaq Leonard is retiring.
Shaq's out.
He didn't play last year. One of those guys that does the, I'm now retiring. It's like, well, when? He didn't play last year.
He's just been calling teams for 2 years straight. And he's finally like, all right, no one's calling me back.
No, good. Yeah. All right. Good Colt, though. Real good player.
Good Colt.
Yep. Right.
Yeah.
Grab bag.
grab bag, and another grab bag, get from your grab bag.
I like how he kind of sits in the pocket on that one.
Oh, I love that
he's
one.
He's not, you know, he's not just like real, he's kind of adding a little flair to it. I like that,
I love that one. We have a hockey signing, Jones. Are you aware about this?
Well, if it's Kirill Kaprizov, you know I am.
No, it's not. It's another Luke one. Hughes.
Luke Hughes?
Luke Hughes has signed a 7-year, $63 million deal with the New Jersey Devils.
So I tell you, people freaking out about what they paid Jeremy Swayman are just morons. When you hear some of these contracts for some of these other players.
Oh, Swayman and Pastrnak?
Kaprizov's great.
They're both steals.
Look, Kaprizov's great. But like he's the highest paid player in the history of the sport.
Yeah.
Then this bum. Mm-hmm. And now I gotta hear about what? I gotta hear about Swayman's contract?
You gotta hear about that. So it is the brother of Jack Hughes, Luke Hughes, who makes I think $1 million per year than his brother.
Ooh.
So I think that was probably
if they handle it like the Morris twins bank account, they could share all
probably
that.
A part of the deal.
Yeah. No one told you that was
gonna be this way. Grab back. Jones, we have a very popular man joining us now. Someone who hopefully will remember us on his way to the mountaintop.
Ooh, I hope.
It's none other than Hogdale Hog. Thanks for coming back. Great calls last night.
Fellas, I appreciate that as always. Thank you.
Excellent. We know you're a busy, busy man, yes. Hog, so we want the insight. On game two tonight, Red Sox and Yankees, did they get it done?
I think they do. Like I said, I thought the Red Sox would take this series in two if they were going to get it done. Scares the heck out of me if they were to go to three. In this one, my vision board, I got Bayo going six. Ooh. And then he gets Slayton in the seven. Whitlock goes two to slam the door shut. Ref Snyder hits a home run as well.
Wow. Ooh, I like all
Snyder.
That.
I like that. Anytime home run for Ref Snyder. Was last night the most fired up you've ever been calling a game?
Just about. It's that and the Sadon had a home run earlier this year where I almost passed out when I was calling it because I forgot to breathe.
Well, I do think the sneaky part to your call last night is you were forecasting your heart giving out right before you really got fired up. Hogdale, all the credit to you. You're going places, big places. So we'll be listening. We'll be following. And Cooperstown should contact you about that call last night.
Agreed.
I feel like that call should live on in Cooperstown. But thank you, Hog.
Thank you.
All right, Hogdale.
Grab bag. Boy, it at the five and done. Grabbed. Grab bags. Was a summer
of 69. I believe he has a real vision board, by the way. Like, I believe he does
he's
a Red Sox.
It twice. Obviously, he does.
I believe he has an actual vision board that he is putting together.
I agree.
Before every game.
I have another potential stat of the week.
Oh,
stat of the week nominee.
Stat of the week. Okay.
Nick, you've been keeping track of these?
I feel like he's really trying to win. Keep stacking the board this week. He's giving us all these stats.
I'm just throwing out good stats. This is another stat.
He's throwing out stats.
Rich Keefe Stats and Info Department. We like stats around here. Byron Buxton.
Yeah.
Became only the 9th player in MLB history to have at least 500 plate appearances in a season and not ground into a double play.
Wow, that you know what? That is good.
Come on.
Bring that
he's
up.
When, too fast.
When come
you're,
on.
Hey, when you're at the bar leading up to the Red Sox game tonight.
Whisper that into your girl's ear.
you dropped that one.
Yeah.
That's an impressive stat.
Go ahead, Hog, if you're listening, use that on the broadcast
mix
tonight.
Mix that
go
in.
Ahead. Yeah, there you have go. It. And the world's going to know your name. What's your name, man? Alexander. Grab bag. My name is Alexander. Grab bag. All right, horror movie of the day. Jones, today is October 1st, so if you celebrate Dorktober like I do with all the horror movies you can handle, let me give you a recommendation each and every day, and I'll try to find one that is easily streamable, including this one, which is on HBO Max. It's called Trick-or-Treat. Trick, apostrophe, little r, treat. And it's one of these like anthology ones where there's four different stories going on. And they do kind of cross over a little bit, each one. You might have seen the poster. It's like the little kid with like the pumpkin on his head.
It's like a Seinfeld episode.
He's like one of the better horror characters.
Yes, he is.
It's like a Seinfeld episode. You got George over here. Correct. Elaine's doing something. Here comes Kramer. All of a sudden, they all cross over at the
down.
End.
Yeah, okay, it's exactly like
all right,
that.
Nice.
Some
I like that.
It's exactly like that. And it's only 82 minutes.
I like that.
So it's like as quick as you can get. And so I highly recommend.
It's like four Seinfeld episodes.
Trick or treat. Yeah, that's true.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want
grab bag.
You can't handle the
grab bag.
All right, who was the top Major League Baseball performer from Tuesday, September 30th? Was it Teoscar Hernandez, 3-for-5, 2 home runs, 4
nice.
RBI.
Nice.
Was it his teammate, Shohei Ohtani?
Maybe.
2-for-5, 2 home runs, 3 RBI. Was it Anthony Volpe?
No.
No, couldn't have been him. 2-for-3 home run?
One Little League home run, no.
Was it Tarek Skubal? 7 2/3, 1 run allowed, 14 Ks.
I like that.
3 walks.
Okay.
Or was it Garrett Crochet? 7 2/3, 1 run, 11 Ks, 0 walks.
Set down 17 in a row, and Skubal's pitching against the Guardians who can't hit.
Yeah.
Crochet.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random. Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, we have a random baseball player. Oh, did we not play Hog's Call today? I thought we did. We got a text that just said we didn't play Hog's Call.
We've played it over the course of the show multiple times.
Well, we didn't play the other one.
We didn't play
it. Oh, do
you
want to play that one right now? Play that one right now, Nick. Sorry.
Wait a minute. We played it, didn't we?
I thought we did.
I think
we were playing it during the break, maybe.
I mean, I've listened to it 800 times in the last 12 hours. Yeah.
Oh, look, right. My heart's going to explode. 2-2 pitch from Chapman.
Swung on, he missed! He strikes him out! He gets out of it! And the Sox win game one! They win game one! The Yankees choke it! Chapman escapes! They win it 3-1!
Uh-huh.
My Let's go.
Maybe we haven't played that.
Loudly did it.
Yeah,
my
you know
bad.
What? We've just been listening. Good text. We've just been listening to it nonstop.
Play the Yoshida one a couple times.
Yeah, that's what we played. Maybe that's what we played. What did you tweet today, Keith?
It's the new Can I Believe It? Move over, Can I Believe It?
No, Can You Believe It?
Can You Believe It? When I say Can I Believe It? I mean, I think I'm drunk. Can You Believe It? We have a new one, and it's in courtesy of Hog Yell. No, I'm sorry. There's just a lot of moving parts.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. Yeah.
Now let's get to the random player,
sure.
What people have tuned in for. Former Yankee, also pitched for the Nationals, Royals, and Blue Jays. Just 9 seasons in the bigs, was never an all-star. However, finished runner-up in the Cy Young 1 year.
This sounds like Jimmy Key.
It's not Jimmy Key.
We've had Jimmy Key before. I know that. Okay.
That doesn't mean it's not.
Okay.
But it's not. No, Jimmy Key. Yeah. No, actually, yeah. A lot of similar teams.
Yeah.
He had back-to-back 19-win seasons.
Jose Guzman.
No. Rookie year 2005, final season 16, although it looks like there was a couple of missed years in there. Not Ted Lilly.
Ooh, good guess.
Right-hander.
Brett Cecil we've had. It's not Brett Cecil.
No,
he's a right-hander.
These are all lefties. Twitch chat already has it. They're all over it.
I cheated and looked. It's Chenmin Wong.
He got it.
The Red Sox win.
I think I only remember him with the Yankees. Yeah,
Chenmin
I agree
Wong.
With Hogdale.
Chenmin Wong.
All those things. Keith stumped us again. All right, that's the random ball player of
Good
the day.
Good job, everybody, today.
Each and every day in the grab bag. We're keeping it brief because Alex Cora is standing by.
Oh, nice.
With WEEI Afternoons. Yeah, got Hart. Yeah, got Fitzy. Yeah, got Ted. And we have the clip du jour next.
When you can't agree on what to order or you're settling for whatever, mealtime can be a major. That's where Wonder comes in. Download the app for access to everything you're craving. Mix and match hundreds of freshly prepared dishes from menus by renowned chefs, delivered in one order. Say goodbye to compromise. From poke to pizza, it's all on Wonder. Use code WONDER50P for 50% off your first 2 orders on Wonder. Wonder, the cravings expert. Get the app today. Terms apply. See wonder.com/newcustomer for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, back here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. It's time now for our Clip du Jour. Jones, you ready for that?
Oh, it sounds fantastic. What's the Clip du Jour?
Well, I'm so glad you asked. It's the Clip of the Day. And today, well, we started the show really feeling the high highs from last night. And Jones, this might be me getting old. Maybe I've changed a little bit. Maybe it's because I have kids now. But this is what it's all about. Like,
this
watching
is
the game.
What it's all about.
I don't know if anybody's ever coined it like that. But the game from start to finish was intense. There was so much on the line, and it was a comeback, and like every pitch mattered. You're down 1-0, and then you're chasing it the whole time. And as a Red Sox fan, you're like, is this lineup gonna be able to scrape together any runs at all? And then it's Nick Sogard and Masataka Yoshida coming up with big hits. Then Chapman loads the bases. Everyone's freaking out at this point, and then he gets out of a bases loaded, nobody out jam, and they win game one against your heated rival. Like, that's the best. That's it.
Pretty good.
That's what sports is all about.
Why you lift all them weights.
That's why you get up so early.
Yep.
You do those. You run that 6 a.m. Mm-hmm. I get it.
Mm-hmm. I thought you were going to cry in there somewhere.
I might.
Get a little emotional.
I could be a move to emotion. I don't think that's so wrong.
I got to tell you, you guys are getting Cora here, Andy, a little over 10 minutes from now.
Yep.
And it's fun to talk playoff baseball. Like, this has just been a realization that's come back to us because it's been so long. The team sucked for so long. It's been so worthless. That, yeah, these are fun games to talk about and break down and, like, talk your way through. And, yeah, Cora will be a good listen coming up. But that was fun last night.
Fun in Boston. If we were talking about it in New York and breaking down, how do you load the effing bases and not score?
Well, no, I would say it's fun.
It's still fun to break down and second guess all the decisions.
No, but it's super fun in Boston. And I would say it's fun outside of New York as well, just because that's a good game.
Yeah,
you know, the team that was up 1-0 for the longest time loses the game, but you also had bases loaded. Like, there's nobody in the world that would have tuned in the 9th inning and been like, I'll do something else. Like, you're getting like that is just high drama.
Tremendous.
It's great.
Instant classic, they used to call it. But now you got to follow it up because you don't want to be the first to lose the series after winning the first game. Right?
I wouldn't.
12 for 12.
I wouldn't.
No.
Although it could be Detroit, I guess.
They could be Detroit. They're down right now.
Probably
will
be Detroit.
Yeah.
I have a feeling
they could
Detroit.
Screw that up. Yeah. But no, that was a fun baseball game from start to finish. The sort of ebbs and flows. Although I did grow confident as the game wore on, just because you were starting to pile up the pitches for Fried.
Because you know, like, you can beat their bullpen.
Their bullpen stinks.
Right, 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 right.
And you know they were amped up to use Yoshida and do, you know, kind of play a little core
in the lefties,
the whole thing. And it worked out. And I think the biggest play of the game, though, might have been the steal for Story that leads to that. That was not an insurance run. That was kind of the game-winning run. Because if you load the base, everything that happened in the 9th would be so different if it's
protecting
a one-run
one
game.
Definitely. Maybe they send Goldschmidt,
right,
whatever.
Because you're playing for two, not one. Mm-hmm. And it's just that changed everything. Rafaela with the at-bat. Yeah, that guy who
walked?
Swings at everything has an 11-pitch walk after going down 0-2.
Well, that's
not
was
real.
Great. It wasn't just – yeah, exactly. You just said it wasn't just an 11-pitch walk. He's down 0-2, and he comes back and battles back and gets on base and gets the rally started. So stay tuned. Alex Cora on WEEI Afternoons. It'll take you right up to Red Sox pregame a little after 5 o'clock and first pitch, of course, tonight. Game 2, 6:08. The crossover brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. Kids eat free at the Nines every Sunday in October, all month long.
Yeah.
Kids get a free meal with the kids menu and every adult entree purchased. You gotta love the Nines. Stay tuned for WEEI Afternoons. We are back tomorrow breaking down Game 2. Hopefully looking ahead to Toronto next round. We'll go on the clock at high noon. We'll talk to Brad Foe. Lots of good stuff tomorrow at 10.
Let's go!
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. P&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.